there is always that one kid in class, the one that raises their hand halfway through the professor's lecture, a lecture crafted from years of research, a passionate speech from the professor's heart. Then that one student raises their hand and asks, "Will this be on the test?" How deflating that must feel for the professor. In other words, should we care about what you're saying? Should we be paying attention right now? Well, have you ever been that student? I know I have. And have you ever asked that question of God? Will this be on the test? Well, this meditation from James chapter 4 is a reflection on aligning your thoughts with Christ's so that you have no excuse when tested. To have the mind of Christ so that you will always know the good you ought to do. So to begin, just humble yourself to approach the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Draw near as a child, curious, trusting, and loving. Just rest your mind as you ease into this holy retreat. Rest your body as you settle into this divine moment. Close your eyes. Calm your breathing. And begin to quiet your heart. Continue on by replying to this reading from Romans chapter 1, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen. So, Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes have been understood through His workmanship of all His creation, the wonderful things that He has made. So, Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do. He has been clearly seen so that those who fail to believe and trust in Him are without excuse and without defense. So, Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do. Spend a few more moments now being transformed by the Holy Spirit, having your mind become the mind of Christ. So take time now to release resistance and take on the thoughts of God. Do you ever find yourself unsure of what to do? What is real and what is false? Well, where you are right now is real. The sensations are real. So take note of your surroundings. With your eyes closed or open in a soft gaze, I want you to label what you encounter. Name what you see. Label what you feel, what you smell, and even what you hear. stay here being present with God. Surrender your own pretentious plans and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts. I'll give you a minute to practice this, and if your mind drifts, softly whisper, "Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do." Now practice centering on your breathing. Notice your chest filling and emptying, your stomach expanding and releasing. Center on each unique breath. Join me in taking 5 long, deep breaths. Count back from 5 with each exhale. Don't change the pace of your breathing. Just notice and count down 5 unique, slow, peaceful breaths, breathing the pneuma, the breath of God. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander. That's what the human mind does. But as you notice it drift, start back at 10 this time. And for another minute, count back 10 deep transforming breaths, silently thinking, "Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do." Staying balanced with your thoughts aligned with His, center on following His lead. Center on what the Lord wants of you. Let God be the center of your interest now. Let your pursuit of Him be what centers your heart, your soul, and your mind. Is your mind still wandering a bit? That's okay. Let your drifting thoughts remind you to center back on your pursuit of the mind of Christ. Take another minute now to receive and repeat your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, show me what to do. Continue to stay mindful of pursuing the mind of Christ as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from James chapter 4, verse 17, and we'll begin with the New King James Version. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more and allow the Holy Spirit to guide your attention. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest? What thoughts passed through your mind? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is directing you. Listen once more, but consider it now in a wider reading from the New Living Translation. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it. How did you experience this passage personally? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of staying aligned with the thoughts of Christ, guided by the Holy Spirit, and your mind transformed to be that of God's. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper prayer as you listen now from the New International Version. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your own arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone, then, knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what is your heart crying out to God right now? As your mind drifts, acknowledge it, then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath and whisper, Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do. resting in this time of imaginative contemplation, I want you to close your eyes. Recall from the passage how you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. With your eyes closed, do you see any moving visual sensations? Shapes or shadows passing by? Maybe sparkles of light? Well, those are called phosphenes. They are thought to be caused by electrical charges that your retina produces even when it's in its resting state, even when your eyes aren't taking in a ton of information and light like they do when your eyes are open. So with your eyes closed completely, watch them. Imagine the shapes being your pretentious plans. Note how the shadows appear for a little while and then vanish. I will give you this next minute to ponder letting your thoughts drift by. Just reflect on your mind transformed into the permanence of Christ's. As you close your time, return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. Heavenly Father, help me know the good I ought to do. So when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of moments to center your mind on that of Christ, to slow down the hectic pace, to center instead on the wise way of God. And now please accept this closing benediction to remember to seek the mind of Christ so you may know the good you ought to do. May your thoughts be those of Christ, your actions guided by the Holy Spirit, and your mind to be that of God's. And Heavenly Father, by your mercy, hear this prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.